light for the day.
Jesus said, "Go and observe the sower." One of Jesus's best-known pieces of teaching begins with that invitation to observe the sower and to map carefully the relationship between where the seed falls and its life chances. Seed cast onto the path becomes food for the birds. Seed cast on stony ground lacks moisture. Seed cast among thistles gets choked. Seed cast on the right soil yields a harvest. Yet even here there is variability in the yield, ranging from 30-fold to 100-fold. It is this piece of Jesus' teaching that inspires me as a Christian theologian. Theology is not about rarefied speculation, but about close observation of how things work in God's world. Theologians may have their heads in the heavens, but their feet need to be firmly on the ground. It is also this piece of Jesus' teaching that inspires me as a social scientist. Social sciences are not the enemy of theology, but the intellectual companion alongside theology. As a social scientist, I learn to apply qualitative research methods with greater rigour, to observe better the sower at work. As a social scientist, I learn to apply quantitative research methodologies with sharper sophistication, to measure and to judge better the significance of variability within the yield. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus' teaching, I'm able to fuse my work as Christian theologian and my work as social scientist within the academic field characterised as empirical theology. My recent initiative as an empirical theologian has been to go and observe the impact of the pandemic on churches, on ministers, and on everyday Christian disciples. To find out more about this initiative, go online to look up COVID-19 and Church 21 survey. Why not complete the survey to add your voice to this developing work of empirical theology? Jesus said, "Go and observe the sower." Yes, please do so. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.